I looked at my watch, and it was a few minutes past 12. About the time passed on our journey, I never could understand. I could not possibly have gone so far in a few hours. If we had traveled with your earthly type of craft, it would have taken us over 110 years. We were back on the disk again and traveled down into the valley. We went across the river to the house at the end of the valley, where she lived. We stopped and went inside. It still surprised me that everything seemed so much like Earth. The house was made of wood and stone, the furniture of wood and metal, and there were some yellow and white flowers in a vase on a table. I saw a hall that probably was the dining room. I am led into a room that is almost entirely in pink and blue. At a table sits an older woman, who must be her mother. I greeted her and I am told to sit down. The old lady leaves the room, and my hostess takes out plates and glasses to us both. We sat for a while when two small-sized people that looked so funny that I almost laughed, entered the room. She asked me not to laugh as they would make them sad. They have feelings just like you and me. We ate a piece of meat and lots of vegetables and drank a beverage that tasted divine. When we finished eating, they entered with a whole pile of different fruits and more of the fine beverage. We sat and talked for a while until it was time to go out and look at the surroundings with all its clean and nice colors. We sat on the disk and flew over the next hill. Down in the valley it looked as a great city, but it was not. It was situated there industrial park. In some parts of the buildings I did not get access, as that is where they manufactured the components to their ships and other machines. Elsewhere they manufactured furniture, fabrics and things that are for daily use. I could see that there were craftsmen who worked with their hands, but most things are produced by large machines. This was of a type that one puts in a tree at one end, and get a ready-made cabinet coming out of the other. When we had seen the industries, we went a bit further away, to a large farm where food is produced. There are cattle that are similar to our beef cattle and lots of birds about the size of our geese. The cattle goes loose in an area which she says is as big as Skane, and makes sure that everything works as it should. I wonder if it really can work. What if it becomes an epidemic of any kind? It is many years since the last epidemic was raging. We have made sure that there may be no more. When we finished watching this, she suggests that we should visit a lake where she used to do her homework, and where she wrote down everything that has happened to me over the last 30 years. The whole time we were together, she looked a little strange at me, as if she wanted to say something specific. We entered the disk to continue our travel over a landscape that I found so beautiful that I hardly could believe it could exist. We pass a zoo. She said that there were many animal species from Earth and from other places also. Now we could see a large lake appear before us. We landed on an island that were many hundred square meters. We walked a while and arrived at something that resembled a garden or a pavilion. We entered and sat down at a large table. She asked if I wanted a cup of tea, and I accepted. As she picked up the mug and some biscuits, I could not help but admire her. It felt just like being in love for the first time. She picked up some magazines and books that she had used in school. If I had not been flabbergasted before, I was now. The books dealt with most of my life, with pictures and text. And what pictures! They were so vivid that I could pick myself up and put myself on the table. I saw my youth, and yes, almost experience it all over again. Comment. Maybe some 3D pictures. And if we look at how much the high technology have brought forth the last 20 years regarding cameras and cell phones, one can only guess how high the technology have reached on such planets which are some hundreds years ahead of us. Rune comment, and we go on from Auntie's book published in 90s in Sweden. But that was not the end. She also showed me a box which she asked me to open. My surprise was huge when I saw what it contained. On the top shelf was a football with laces. In front stood a patch, note, tray with the text, football dash used, June 6, 1956 of the object under examination. Every night when I got home, she said it was stolen that night, and even knew by whom, but she could not talk about it. It was stolen and thrown a few miles away. When it had been gone a whole month and it still remained where it was thrown, she picked it up. We sat for a while and talked. Then we went out and sat by the lake. She got up and took off her overalls. "Shall we go swimming before we travel on?" I was surprised by the offer to bathe naked with a woman unknown to me, but she said it was only natural to take a bathe naked. We have such strange habits and rules. "Before we go swimming, let's go into the house to refresh ourselves. We are in a small room of some kind," and we were so close that I could feel her skin against mine. She pressed a button and it started to spray water in all directions. I felt a faint odor of flowers, and after a while I became slippery as an eel. After a while the clean water sprayed, but so softly that I could hardly feel it. When it ended it started blowing as from a hairdryer. After half a minute, we were dry and ready to go into the water, which was crystal clear and incredibly soft. When we finished swimming, we went inside and drank a cup of tea and talked for a while. We went back to the valley and parked the disc in a small marketplace. Here there were life and hustle and bustle, but none of the people there seemed to notice me. Around the market there were small shops and we were entering it so I could see how it looked. There was only one person inside, and everything she needed she took off a shelf, and then she inserted a card into a slot, to pay. When she was finished she left. How did it work? My new acquaintance took a card and showed me. She took one thing on the shelf without setting in the card, and went to the door, but it remained closed. A very ingenious system. When a person finished shopping in different stores, she can go to a bank on the same square. She then gives her card to an official person, who sets it into a small device and presses a button. Out comes the card and a small note. But there never appears any money. "We use no money, we deal with time." "Time?" I said. "Yes, let's say you want to go out and buy what you need and what you want. You get so-called account survey, and a note. It never says any amount of money, but how long you have to work the fields, or in industrial factories or anywhere. Every small town is a community in itself where it is produced all the food and everything else you need. You do not work for the community more than one, sometimes 2 days a week to cover your needs. But some industries owns all the cities together, and there you must work 3 days a month. If I want to go and study earth, I have to work about 3 weeks in the regular industries, to bring in, or collect as much energy as is needed for a trip earth return." We left the square to go home for a meal at her place, and it was time for me to return home. At her home there were a real feast made. While we eat, I told them something about how we live on earth, but I understood that they already knew everything. One thing she could not understand, is why we can't get along without the need to fight each other all the time. "Did you not receive a warning, when the first atomic bomb was dropped? If you do not rebel against it now, then you, your children and grandchildren will experience something very bad things, and finally cease to exist. Your planet will be a ghost planet, and such planets exist already. Try to get people to understand where they are heading. You have seen what has happened to the Delefs, and others have also seen it. But it is hard for a few people to influence the rulers so that they will listen and act. We also have governing organizations, which corresponds to what you call the United Nations. Though the governing body is not here but on one of the other 18 planets, we must not intervene. We have tried to make contact with you on several occasions, but you always rebelled, reclined, refused. If you have caught sight of us and our crafts, still you think that we do not exist. Or you have tried to destroy us. But not successful, because if we had wished, we could blow up your whole planet in seconds. Although we are against violence, we have weapons, because far back we also used weapons of war before we took to our senses. Nowadays, we use our weapons only for peaceful competition and for destroying garbage in space. But we have said, that the day that you stop with nuclear weapons, we can show ourselves to your rulers without being rejected. It has even gone so far that some of us have become captive of your military and incarcerated and then hushed up and forgotten. But we have taken them home, and many governments know that we exist. But they will not publish it, as they say that it would be chaos if the public found out about us. The real reason is that they are afraid that we would take over and they did no longer have dominion over you. They believe that they could go into space and rule the entire universe as they think no one is as highly developed as human beings. But they don't know how wrong they are, because you are not at all that developed compared to other races on other planets. We finished eating and we had to leave. I hope you had a pleasant experience and I wish that we meet again. I got up from the table and thanked her for a delicious meal and talking about how wonderful everything was. What a shame it was such a short time. I would really have liked to stay longer. You're welcome to come back whenever you want, and the offer of staying will remain as long as you live. We went outside and sat on the disc, which lifted slowly, gliding away. When we came up on the crest, we stopped for a moment so that I could see this paradise one last time before heading home. We chose this day because you would see when the sun and the planets rises. Rises? I said, but it's been day all the time. I was baffled when she said that this was their night. That's when most of the work are performed. In the day we rest, for it is too hot to work. Once every 5 days we work. I said, I think it is difficult to understand everything. Now it's just a few minutes to sunrise. You will see an almost entirely green moon, just after the sun rises with its orange glow, and a red moon on each side. What I now saw was so amazing that I can hardly describe it. I do not know why I did it, but I grabbed her and hugged her for a long time, and she did the same thing with me. The green moon lit up the whole valley, and when the sun and the other moons came up, the whole valley was bathed in a glow of the most beautiful colors. It was incomparable. We held each other for 10 minutes and without saying a word. Then we went down into the valley and into the airport, from where one of those small, round crafts brought us up to the big spaceship. When we got on board we had to go into the same room as earlier and sit down. Then came the man who I then knew was her father and asked if I was happy with what I experienced. I've never been so happy and satisfied, I said. It's just a shame to have to leave this paradise after such a short time. I was told that I was welcome back. You know how to contact us when you're ready for another visit. I leave you now to prepare for the return trip. I hope we shall meet again. It was the last I saw of him. Then came a pair of fellow travelers, probably from South American countries, as I guessed from their language. After a while, my charming hostess came up to me and asked if I wanted something to drink or eat during the journey. I got a cup of tea and she sat down so that we could continue our conversation. This thing about life duration, I ask, how can you be so old and still look so young? She said that her oldest cousin was over 200 years old and that she was probably good for another 100 years or more. But the people who comes to you from other planets, what happens with them when it comes to length of life? She said that everyone gets the same opportunities and benefits as those who were born on her planet. They may have surgery when they become accustomed to the new climate, for they must be here a year or so for us to see that everything works out as it should. We're talking about their 32-hour days, and in a short time, we were back in Earth's vicinity where we stopped. We went to one of the small bubbles to travel the last miles. Why can't we descend with the big ship? I asked. It would be discovered immediately. It is too bright. We've been down to the surface with it before, and then it would be discovered, though your authorities do not admit it. We're approaching the ground now, and she switches on the screen. We saw how the ground was approaching very quickly. She pressed another button, and now we saw images from inside the house where I lived. They sat in front of the TV watching Nutcracker. She pressed another button and instantly rises my copy, from his chair. He says he must go to a kiosk and buy tobacco and that he will soon be back. We landed behind a grand spruce group, and have gone outside to wait for him. We see the car coming, he gets out and goes towards us. We changed clothes again, then he walked towards the bubble. We stood still for a moment and looked at each other. She grabbed me, held me, and we gave each other a goodbye hug. She walked to her bubble, and was gone the next moment. I lifted into the air, and a light flashed underneath the ship. I stood still for a moment and thought about what had happened. Would I ever see them again? I took the car and drove home. When I arrived, I saw that the little box on the TV antenna was gone. I went inside and sat down in front of the television as if nothing had happened. Picture only as illustration. Revisit the home planet, 850611. Morning of 10 June at 6:45, after my wife had gone to work, the phone rang. When I picked up the receiver, I heard a voice asking what I wanted. I did not really understand what did she want. The voice was seemingly a woman. "You've called on me." I was irritated and asked who it was, and what she wanted. "You could call me Jenny, and you called on me last night." By now I think I recognized her voice. It sounded like the woman I had visited in space, and sure enough, there she was. "How on earth can you call me here?" "To my knowledge, I have not called on you. But when I was out walking last night, I said to myself that it would be fun to see you again. I would like to know more about your home planet, before I can decide if I want to move. Can you be ready to go with me in 30 minutes? When I had landed from the surprise, I said yes, and promised to come to our last meeting place. I called my work and asked for time off, and then I took the car and drove away. Once there, I parked the car a some distance away and waited. I turned on the car radio and listened to the music. Suddenly it stopped and I heard her voice on the radio instead. I was invited to come out now. I got out of the car and out towards the lady. When I got up to her, she hugged me and we went into the egg and flew away. I asked if I did not have to go through the same treatment as last time I was leaving. "The procedure with the drink." "No, you were given sufficient for 5 months, so, you are all right for a while." I asked if we were traveling to her home. "If you want to, I'd be happy. I have missed you since last we met, but I did not make contact with you. You would have to consider our meeting in peace. I think about what I've been through on my journey every day, so that I neither had the time nor inclination to do anything useful. But I have also become calmer and more harmonious than before." We talked a while about life's oddities, including some strange experiences that I have had. Suddenly we arrived at the great ship that would take us to her home. This time I did not know if I was the only Earthling aboard the ship, for we were in a smaller spaceship than the last time. But I got tea and bread to eat this time too. It is difficult for me to think that I could leave everything at home behind me and settle on her planet for good, although it feels tempting at times. "I can understand that," she says, "but I wanted to offer it to you, anyway. I would neither be able to leave my home nor move to another planet," she said. "But if you're interested, I hope you will continue to visit me, for as you know, distance does not matter. And if you feel discouraged and down, you can call on me, because I am always here if you want someone to comfort you. But it will give you a lot of work to fetch me, and it's not clear to me how this is going to work. If you promise me not to show it to anyone, I will give you one thing that you can contact me with any time you want to. I shall give it to you, and an instruction on how to use it. It's a kind of radio, where you can talk to me. And as for the cost to get you, it costs me no more than it does for you to drive with the car a 300 to 400 kilometers. It's such a small cost for the pleasure of seeing you. You've kind of become a family member through the years I have studied you, and when it was decided that I would meet you, I was quite stunned and very happy. Imagine being able to meet a person who does not know about our existence, or that it even exists other races in the universe. I was both curious and excited to meet you. I was not sure for several months, until I was told that you would be asked if you wanted to come here. And I thought that it might fail when I found out what had happened to you that nasty winter night. But as I explained before, they behaved so foolishly, in trying to get this first contact established. We had to start all over and take it step by step, so you would understand that we did not want to harm you. We could never hurt or make you or your family do anything against your will. I should rather warn and protect you against the dangers which threaten you, that you might be exposed to. Whatever your plans is, do not move away from your homeland, because your country and some other nations are the only ones who can handle themselves through the war that might break out, If your planet insists on arming themselves at the base you do not become directly involved in it, but you will get problems because of it. You will get rationing of various kinds, and even when it comes to supply of energy you will be affected. You will be forced to accept large crews of refugees of starving people who have unjustly suffered because some countries fail to realize that neither of the two great nations will gain anything by starting a war of extermination. This was said as a warning in the mid-80s, and just similar from many such space contacts, and some later happened the Glasnost era in the Soviet, and maybe the destiny, direction of our planet was changed or delayed at least though this, Rune remark. And we continue. I asked her if they could not prevent it from happening. With your expertise and your techniques, it would be easy to put a stop to it. There are also other matters that you could help us with. You could warn us of disasters of various kinds, and help us do something about the famine prevailing in large parts of the world, not to mention all the environmental degradation of our environment and our water. To your question, I can give you an honest answer. You must learn to take responsibility for yourself. Should we intervene and help you out of your troubles, then you would think that no matter what you do we would help you out and you would learn nothing, because we stand behind and help you if things go wrong. Look at a social offices, you need not do anything, just go and get help from social welfare when you are unable to pay your rent or food. Where would it end if people did not try to solve their problems themselves? All those billions that your army cost, why do not use them to cultivate large desert areas, and build irrigation facilities, and bigger and better treatment facilities for your industry? Then your reply would be, it would be great unemployment. But that would not happen, it would instead provide jobs for generations to come. You would see that your crimes would decrease more and more and eventually disappear completely, and even the abuse of alcohol and drugs would eventually disappear. Sure, it would take a generation or two, but would it not be something to strive for? You surely want the best for your children and grandchildren, so that they can have confidence and security in life, without having to go and worry about the future. Now I guess I can reveal that we once had the same problem as you. We were also at war in our countries, but eventually people realized that it was not right. They then took matters into their own hands. Organized and took over the military forces themselves. They destroyed all the weapons and the factories where they were manufactured. It took years to set things right, but gradually the leaders joined them and they realized they were barking up the wrong tree. As you know, and have seen, it did not go well for the Dilefs. More than half of their planet became uninhabitable and the rest are not much better. Those who could not escape to nearby locations starved for years. They lived in caves and fed themselves on what they could grow, and caught some wild animals. Yes, they lived as primitive peoples. By now we had been lying still for a while, so she said we could take the egg and go to her home and get some food, and take a bath at her island. I realized that they bathed quite often, for we did bath many times that day. When we had eaten and drunk the heavenly tasting drink, she picked some fruits, and put drinks in one basket that we would bring to the island, as it was the plan to stay there for the rest of the time I would be there. That was when he came to the market square I mentioned before. I was amazed. There was a woman and a man who apparently were waiting for us. It turned out that he was a Dane, and that he had received the same offer that I had, except that he had agreed to stay there for good. He told me that he had been there for over 4 years, and that it had happened in much the same way as with me. He had not had a family. His wife had died 6 years ago and they did not have any children, so he had never hesitated to move to another planet. He did never had regret that he had taken this step. This is probably the closest to paradise you can get. 3 times since I arrived here I have been to Denmark visiting, and nobody had guessed where I was, because I told my friends that I had moved abroad. We talked for a moment while the women were doing some errands. I learned that he was an artist and that he at times helped with work the big plantations. He was 38 years old and lived with the woman I had just seen. I asked if they had children, but they did not yet. Is it done in the same way as at home, or in any other way? I asked. He laughed lightly and said that there are 2 ways to get yourself children here, either in the usual way, or you can buy a test tube baby from a laboratory. It is the woman who completely determined the matter. I could not ask the next question before he answered that it was okay to make love to your woman whenever you wanted. They did not need any protection of any kind, because she could control her body so that she was not receptive until she wanted. He wondered if I was going to move here or just stay here for a visit. I told him that I was only here for a visit as I have family to think about. He also pointed out that I had been a loyal friend to Jenny, that I should take care of the friendship. Now the women were back and we set off on the disc that I have described before. We were going out to the island with a small pavilion. It felt like I had not left this place since last time I was there. There is the cabinet with my things from the former visit, and on the table is a photograph of me sitting on the beach outside naked. When did you take that photo? I never saw you take it. I did it when you were here last, and I hope you do not dislike it. No. But you could have told me, so that I had had a chance to fix my hair. As I looked like a dog had licked me on the head. When she had prepared the fruit basket and drink, we prepared for swimming. We waded out into the water, as it is pretty far out into deep water. I glanced at her body and I saw that she was aware of my stare, but she just smiled. It's normal to look, so I cannot help but watch her. She made me feel as a teenager who is swimming with his girlfriend. We splashed around for a while and got up and enjoyed the fruits which she had laid out in her little gazebo. Then we sat and small talked for a while. I could not stop thinking about what she told me on the way here. The threat of war on Earth. I asked her if she could say more, if so, when the war could break out. I can only say that if you do not stop with your efforts to produce the various weapons of mass destruction, you will not see your grandchildren. So you think we will have a war on Earth within the next 20-30 years? No, she said, a war may break out at any time. But you should not worry too much. Your country will not be involved much, but as I said before, you will get problems in different areas, and you may also receive a lot of refugees. Yes? But can you well tell me if there is anything I can do, or do you mean I should just stand by as a spectator and cheer on the best team? Shall I go out and talk about what I have been told by you? Who would believe what I say? I have no proof of your existence or anything else. If you talk about what you have been told, you will get millions of people on your side. I've had my thoughts about giving out all this stuff that I have been told in book form. Yes, that is a good start, for it will be appreciated by all those who want to put an end to the military rearmament. But you should know that you will get a lot of resistance as well. But you will get help from those who believe in you. But will I not get the church and the religious people against me, if I go out to the public with the dissenting views on Jesus and his heavenly Father that I have received from you? Do not worry. Ask the religious to produce a single proof that God and Jesus exist. They cannot. The man they call Jesus, you know, was a Dilef and that he is dead long ago. That he was perceived as a savior is people's own invention. If you were to write down everything you know and then waited thousands of years, then they would at that time they read it, also say that we were gods. It may not be an error to believe and work for something that they call their god, but would it not be better to believe in themselves and their own future? Eventually, we got up from our meal to once again take a bath. I found that there were a lot of people on a nearby island, and I had also noticed a sun that I did not see last time I was there. For it was on the last night we went swimming. Today is the day which is the same as your Sunday, so no one performs any work. Everybody wants to be in the water most of their free time. And it is so hot in the daytime, so we are most active at night, both in terms of leisure and work. But we also want to have some sunshine in our free time, so the sun you now see is artificial. Now it's time for us to go. So we dressed ourselves and packed the rest of the fruit in the basket. We sat on the disc and flew across the water, which was incredibly clear and clean. She asked me if I had enjoyed my visit and all it had meant. I answered that I wished it was not the last time I got to visit her, although I did not want to move over here at the present time. You are welcome anytime you have want to. From now on, you decide when you want to come here. On the journey back to Earth, We talked about everything, which that I did not write down but keep in my memory. I understand that they are not vicious creatures, and I'm happy about that. Meeting with scholars from space, December -85.